It's time for News for Seniors with Sally Hilly, brought to you by the Glenwood Retirement Community, located at 200 Timberline Drive in Marietta.
Good morning and welcome to News for Seniors on this very first Sunday in April. And today, of course, is Easter. It came so quickly, didn't it? So I hope you all have a wonderful Easter. The church I go to here in Venice is having 3 services today, and it will be packed. I guess everyone goes to church on Easter and Christmas, and after this week, many snowbirds will head back north, and I will be coming home soon. Well, last Sunday, I interviewed Charlotte Foster, who is 107 years old. And of course, as usual, the best interviews occur after we sign off. She has such a zest for living. She sang us a German song and told us when she was 99, she moved out of the assisted living and back to her own home. She also worked with puppets and later donated them to the Children's Museum in Miami. She still teaches at the Senior Friendship School, and her caregiver said she never stops. Charlotte is a very remarkable lady, and I'm so glad that I met her. Do you remember that old tune, "Everything Old is New Again"? Well, I was surprised when I looked at 2 magazines, House Beautiful and HGTV. First of all, the colors surprised me. Remember those 1950 unusual colors of green? Well, they seem to be back with furniture with that color. And the furniture seems to be strictly 1950. Remember when plastic furniture was all the rage? Today, the same chairs for kitchen and outdoor are now made with wood and aluminum. You might want to look around your attic and see if you have some old plastic chairs. They might be worth something, and if not, you'll have the latest style furniture. Also, Adirondack chairs are back. They were not comfortable in the 50s, but here they are back. Even all-white kitchens are back, and I remember I had an all-white kitchen and gradually changed it to color later on. Even some of the fashions today look like 1950, but I think they're a little more colorful. Do you remember Monopoly? Well, that famous game just turned 90 years old and is still going strong. Charles Darrow of Philadelphia developed the game in 1933 and sold it to Parker Brothers in 1935. Elizabeth Maggi, a stenographer and actress, filed a legal claim of hers. Her game was called Landlord's Game in 1903. But Monopoly's current owner, Hasbro, says the Monopoly game as we know it today was designed by Charles Darrow. The original game that Darrow sold to Parker Brothers contained items from his own home. A piece of oilcloth covered the board and the cards were handwritten. The house and hotels were made from wooden molding scraps, and the die-cast tokens were inspired by Darrow's nieces, who recommended metal charms from charm bracelets. The first 10 tokens were an iron purse, lantern, race car, thimble, shoe, top hat, battleship, cannon, and rocking horse. The current standard version of the game includes 8 tokens, battleship, top hat, Scotty dog, race car, thimble, boot, cat, and wheelbarrow. I'll be back to tell you more about Monopoly right after this message from my fine sponsor, Glenwood Retirement Community.
There's something special about Glenwood Retirement Community. From the beautifully landscaped campus to the social activities, you'll find relaxed, worry-free living designed with you in mind.
My social life here is great, a lot better than it was in my own home because I tended to sit there by myself. And here, you know, there's always somebody to talk to or go play cards with.
The best thing about Mom living at Glenwood is once in a while I get to come up here and eat. And the food is really good.
Connect with us at glenwoodretirement.org.
We're talking about Monopoly today. Well, within a year of Monopoly's release in the United States, 35,000 copies of the game were being made each week, selling for $2 apiece. There are 40 spaces on the Monopoly board and 28 properties. There are 32 houses and 12 hotels. To keep games shorter, a speed die was introduced into the standard game in 2008. The three most landed on properties in the standard game are Illinois Avenue, Goal, and B&O Railroad. The total amount of money in the standard Monopoly game is $20,580. Every few years, national champions from around the globe meet for the Monopoly World Championship Tournament. The first winner was Lee Bayard from the United States in 1973, and this was in Liberty, New York. The most recent winner was from Norway in 2009, winning the game in 41 minutes and 30 seconds. This year's championship will be held in September in China. In 2008, nearly 3,000 Monopoly fans around the world set the world record for the most people playing the game at the same time. In 1988, San Francisco jeweler Sidney Bouvelle created the most expensive Monopoly set in the world, and it consists of 18 and 23 karat gold and 42 diamonds, and it was valued at $2 million. I have some good news from Canada, and I hope it catches on here in America. Canada's communication regulator will require cable companies to let customers choose the channels they want in a so-called a la carte system. This is one of the first countries to do so. The decision will dismantle the system of bundling networks and packages. By March 2016, companies will have to offer a smaller basic cable service with educational and local TV for no more than $25, and that's $20 in the United States. By December of that year, they'll have to let customers choose the channels that they want. Canadians have long complained about paying for channels they never watch, and millions have signed up for internet services like Netflix Incorporated. Well, in the United States, the industry is also shifting toward skinny bundles, not forced by regulations, but driven by companies like Dish Network Incorporated, that's offering the traditional cable package. Apple Incorporated plans to debut an online service this year with about 25 channels. I've often complained about having to pay for channels I never use. I've sent letters to cable companies and senators and anyone who'd listen to me. It seems outrageous to pay for channels that offend me. So I hope someday soon we'll have TV a la carte. Let's hope so. Well, it's time to go. My fine sponsor is the Glenwood Retirement Community, where they have many activities for seniors, and it's also a great place to live. My charity who will receive my salary this week is the National Association of Blind Veterans. And just a reminder, this program can be heard on your computer. Just go to WMOA1490.com, click on podcast and senior news, and you've got it. Be sure to say a prayer for our nation and the world, and may you have a blessed Easter. This is Sally Hilly saying, life is a gift. Make the most of it. See you next week.
Thanks for listening to News for Seniors with Sally Hilly, brought to you by the Glenwood Retirement Community, located at 200 Timberline Drive in Marietta.